Sometimes it was better not to know what Annie meant, or encourage her by paying much attention to what she said. She was, in her own parlance, fey, and if she pitied the child, he didn't want to be told it was because of her future rather than her past. Frank arrived, still trembling from his encounter with his father in the bar, and at a loose end. "Come on, Maggie, I'll take you to the fair," he said, holding out his hand. "Why don't I take you both?" Father Rafe asked, holding out his. Sandwiched between the two men she worshipped, and hanging onto their hands for dear life, Maggie was in seventh heaven. The Gillenbone showground lay on the banks of the Barwon River, next door to the racecourse. Though the floods were 6 months gone, the mud had not completely dried, and the eager feet of early comers had already pulped it to a mire. Beyond the stalls of sheep and cattle, pigs and goats, the prime and perfect livestock competing for prizes, lay tents full of handicrafts and cooking. They gazed at stock, cakes, crocheted shawls, knitted baby clothes, embroidered tablecloths, cats and dogs and canaries. On the far side of all this was the riding ring, where young equestrians and equestriennes cantered their bob-tailed hacks before judges and looked, it seemed to a giggling Maggie, rather like horses themselves. Lady riders in magnificent serge habits perched side-saddle on tall horses, their top hats swathed with tantalizing wisps of veiling. How anyone so precariously mounted and hatted could stay unruffled upon a horse at anything faster than an amble was beyond Maggie's imagination, until she saw one splendid creature take her prancing animal over a series of difficult jumps and finish as impeccable as before she started. Then the lady pricked her mount with an impatient spur and cantered across the soggy ground, reining to a halt in front of Maggie, Frank, and Father Rafe to bar their progress. The leg in its polished black boot, hooked round the saddle, was unhooked, and the lady sat truly on the side of her saddle, her gloved hands extended imperiously. "Father, be so kind as to help me dismount." He reached up to put his hands around her waist, her hands on his shoulders, and swung her lightly down.